We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Beis HaKnesses, Halacha Dalet, Paragraph Zayin. V'al kein om Rabbeinu Zal, and based on what we've been learning here, we can understand why our rabbis tell us in the Gemara Megillah, page 29, Asidin kol botei knesios sheyalu liYerushalayim. There's going to come a time when all of these shuls all over the world will be transported, will go up to Yerushalayim. Because we had been discussing in the previous year the connection between Beis Knesses and Yerushalayim. That the word Yerushalayim is Yira and Shalayim, and we saw in the halachas that that's what a Beis HaKnesses is all about. All the laws of a Beis HaKnesses focus on Yira, Moira Mikdash it's called, the respect for a Beis HaKnesses, and also Shalom, tremendous emphasis on peace in the Beis HaKnesses, to the extent that we even ignore the status of a Talmud Chacham or a Rosh Yeshiva when it comes to calling people up to the Torah. We go Kohen, Levi, Yisrael. Even if there were a Yisrael that's a Godel Ador, we don't want to take a chance of an argument breaking out, of somebody saying, he's a bigger Talmud Chacham, my rabbi is a bigger We go Kohen, Levi, Yisrael, to keep the peace. So we see that the emphasis in a Beis HaKnesses is Yira and Shalom, because all Botei Knesios, we said, draw their holiness from the Beis HaMikdash, which is Yerushalayim, which is from Yerushalayim. Now Rav Nosson Zal introduces another Gemara, where the Gemara says that all synagogues outside of Eretz Yisrael are going to come to Yerushalayim. K'alidei Kedushas HaBeis HaKnesses V'hayira Shenoyagim Boi, because through the holiness of our shuls and the respect that we conduct in them, we had learned earlier, based on the chapter on Likutei Moran, based on chapter 78 in Likutei Moran, based on chapter 75 in Likutei Moran, that this halacha is based on, we had learned that a place, we assume, has tumah there originally, tumah klipos, and when we want to sanctify the place, the first thing we have to do is be able to remove them, to remove the sitrachra from there, remove the tumah. And we said the way that that's done is through yira. Yira is a concept of gvura, power. It takes yira, gvura, to remove the klipos, which means to remove the artzius. Artzius means the gashmius, the materialism, which is associated with the klipos. So therefore, in a Beis HaKnesses, through the yira, through that we're mevatel the artzius complete. We're mevatel the artzius means materialism, and artzius also means the chutzlaretz part in it, like. V'alkein, me'achar sheshom nizbatel ho'artzius, since we established earlier that once a place becomes a Beis HaKnesses and it's being used for Diburim of Torah and Tefillah, it means we've gotten rid of the Artzius, Bevada Yuchal Alois Mimekoim El Yerushalayim. Then for sure, that building, that place, can be elevated from where it is, in Cleveland, to Yerushalayim. Why? Ki Iker HaHefsik V'horichuk Bein Mokoim L'Mokoim, because the whole concept of distance between places, the whole concept of gashmius, you know, like the fact that something is far from something else, that only exists within the realm of materialism, gashmius. In gashmius, there's mokoim and there's man, ruchnius. The more ruchni you go, the more spiritual you go, the more you go lemala min hamokoim and lemala min hazman. The Gemara tells us in Pirkei Avos that there was never a Jew that said, I didn't have room in Yerushalayim. There's room for everybody. If there's 1 million Jews, if there's 100 million Jews, why? Because Yerushalayim is a place of holiness, spirituality. It's not limited by space. And so to the concept of time, lemala min hazman. So here with Rav Nosson Zal saying that when a Beis HaKnesses is established, which means we've gotten rid of the Sitrachra, we've gotten rid of the Artzius, that place now is lemalum in Amokim in a sense. And therefore, ki ho Artzius noisen gvul vehefseg vehevdel bein mokim lamokim, because materialism establishes boundaries and breaks and separation between one place and another place. What separates places from each other is the gashmius, the materialism. Avol kishin is batel ha'artzius. Whereas when we eliminate that, v'oisin sholoim, and we create an aura of peace, azai hakoil echod, then it all becomes oneness. Ki ein hefsek u'gvul ben Yerushalayim lahabeis haknesses, because there's no longer a boundary, a division between the city of Yerushalayim and this Beit Knesset, wherever it exists. Me'achar shenizbatel kol ha'artzius. Once we've eliminated the tuma, the klipois, the gashmius, the materialism, within spirituality, it's all oneness. We know, for example, in time, the holiest time is Shabbos. Shabbos is called Tchila L'mikroi Kodesh. As we climb in Shabbos, we get to Shabbos Mincha, which is the ultimate. What is Shabbos Mincha? Ato Echod, V'Shimcho Echod, U'mi Kam Chisrol Goy Echod Boretz. Shabbos Mincha is Achdus, it's oneness. Holiness is oneness. Gashmius, Artzius is multiple, you know, separation. So we had learned earlier that in order to establish a Beis HaKnesses, you have to first get rid of the Artzius. Since we got rid of the Artzius, there's obviously no separation between this Beis HaKnesses in New York or Ohio and Yerushalayim. It's all connected. Once it's Ruchnius, it's all perfectly connected. V'alkein bevadai yalu kol hamakoymos hakdoshim shehem beis haknesses liYerushalayim. And therefore, surely, what the Gemara is saying makes sense, that all the botei kneisias of the world will go up to Yerushalayim. Ki ruchnius einoi toifes mokoim. Because spirituality does not take up space. It's above the concept of space. Avol zeh yihye la'osid. However, this will all only take place in the future. Kishe yushlam habirur bishlemus. When all of the sorting out between good and bad, between kedusha, will be completed. Ki ein hakedusha nishlam bishlemus ad losid lovoi. Because the holiness will not be complete, will not be perfect until the future. Kishe yiskayem, when there will be fulfilled the pasuk, which we just had in last week's Haftorah. The Haftorah of Vayishlach, Chazon Ovadia, V'omdu raglov bayoyim hahu al harazesim. That the feet of Moshiach will stand on that day on the Mount of Olives. V'oz yeh nishlam kedushas habeis haknesses b'shleimus. That's when the holiness of all the shuls will be perfect. Ad sheyalu kulam liYerushalayim, to the point where all of them will be able to come up to Yerushalayim, ki ho artzius yizbatel mehem legamrios, because then the gashmius of the shuls will be eliminated totally. They'll be purely spiritual. V'chein mevoyer sham b'posik ze gufei. And Rav Nosson Zal says, if you look at that posik a little more carefully, you'll see exactly what we're saying here. Look what the posik says there. That va'omdu raglo bayoyim ahu al harazesim, the feet of Moshiach will stand on that day on harazesim, v'nivka chatzi hohor, and the mountain will split in half, v'chulu. The pasuk goes on to say miracles that are going to take place at that time. Nimtza, we see therefore, shemavoy Hashem, sheyu oz nisim gedoylim. The pasuk there is telling us that then it's going to be an era of great miracles. Shebinyan b'kia sahar, how the mountain is going to split in half. Shiagia hehorim zelozeh, and the different mountains are going to come together. They're going to move towards each other. Kama shekosav sham, as the pasuk says, ki yagia gehorim el otzel. The valley of a mountain is going to reach another place. Ayin b'pirush Rashi. Take a look in Rashi over there. V'chol zeh. Yihye machmas goydel shleimus hakedusha sheyos. And all of this will come about because of the fact that the kedusha will reach a level of perfection. Kishe yushlam birur horaglin. When the feet will be fixed up totally. We had learned in the previous year that the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that throughout the generations, we're working on different parts of the koima, different parts of the organism. As we get closer to the Mashiach, we're working on the bottom, the lowest parts, the legs. That's the main tikkun that we're involved. That's why we refer to our era as Ikvus Sidei Mashiach, the footsteps of Mashiach. Shezeo b'chinas v'omdu raglov kanal, as we explained earlier. Shemach mazeh b'yatzmoi, when the birur of the raglin, when the feet will be fixed up, which will mean that the entire organism of holiness was fixed up. V'alkein ad sheyuchlu hehorim, I'm sorry, shemach mazeh b'yatzmoi is batel ho'artzius. And as a result of that, all gashmius will disappear. To the point where mountains will be able to come together. Therefore, the Gemara says, then all the shuls will go up to Yerushalayim. Because when we get rid of the gashmius, yecholin kol hamakoymoy sarachoykim, then places that were originally far apart can come together and unite. We know the famous statement in the Gemara. The Gemara, first of all, we have it in the beginning of the Chumash. Originally, there were two guys in the whole world, Cain and Hevel. And the world was too small for the both of them. There wasn't enough room, so Cain had to kill Hevel. That's when there's machloikis, when there's sinna, when there's machloikis, the lack of achdus. The Gemara says that when people like each other, they can sleep on the blade of a sword. That's the wording of the Gemara. Kadrechimta havaziza, when there's love between them, they can on the blade of a sword, they have enough room. There's enough room for two. Husband and wife, for example, or friends, when they really like each other, there's no concept that there isn't enough room for us. We'll squeeze in together. We know that, you know, a car, people like each other, put in another three guys, big deal. So it's tight. When people are very much into gashmius artzius, there's nothing big enough for them. A stretch limo isn't big enough, and the business class, the first class seat, everything is, they need more room, because the more gashmi, the more mokoim, the more tied into mokoim. And this is tied into the incredible high level of peace that's going to be in the world at that time. Because shalom is all about oneness and coming together. All the gashmius, which is referred to as artzius in Sifrei Chassidus, the earthliness will be eliminated. Shehu moso hamavdil, that serves as a barrier that separates between people. V'yalu v'yischabru kol hakedushas yachad, and then all the holiness all over the world will come together. From outside of Eretz Yisrael, they'll all go up and be unified. Bebechinas shalom, in the form of shalom. Paragraph Ches, v'zeh b'chinas malin b'koidesh v'loy moiridim. Now Rav Nosson Zal addresses another halacha in Shulchan Aruch about synagogues, about holy articles, that the rule is you're only allowed to change something from a lower status to take it to a higher status. You're never allowed to take something that's whose holiness is 80 and switch it down to something whose holiness is 40, chas v'shalom. The rule is malin bakoidish. We go up, not down. V'ikr tachlis hakedusha, and the highest level of holiness generally in Judaism, hu kedusha sefer Torah, is the holiness of a sefer Torah. Kimavur b'mishnah, as it says in the Mishnah, Megillah, page 25, u'b'shulchan aruch, in the laws of Beis HaKnesses, chapter 153. B'nei hoir shemachru sefer Torah, there it speaks about the people of a city who were forced to sell a Sefer Torah, what they're allowed to use that money for. But the Gemara says there, Aval Machru Beis HaKnesses, whereas if they sold a synagogue, Loikhin, they're allowed to take that money and use it for many other purposes. Ad, until the Mishnah goes on to say there, Machru Sfarim, if they sold books, Hebrew books, Yiknu Sefer Torah. They should use the money, the proceeds, to buy a Sefer Torah, Shemalin Bakoidish, because we always go up, we never go down. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain this. Ki Iker HaKedusha Hu Kishnis Batlin Ho Arsius Legamri, because real holiness is dependent on the elimination of Gashmius totally. Shezeo Bechinas Kedusha Sefer Torah. That's what the holiness of a Sefer Torah is about. She'or HaKlaf Mechubur La'oisius HaKsav Bechibur Chozok Loilam. We've taken a leather hide of an animal and made parchment from that, and we've attached it to the letters of the words in a permanent connection. When you write letters on a safe, on the parchment, that's a permanent connection. Those two become inseparable just about. Vaydeze nishapech haklaf lekedusha gemura shel ha'isiyas akdoshim shebesefer Torah. And because of that, because you've attached that parchment to the letters in such a solid way, that parchment becomes as holy as the letters themselves. Ki ikar aliyas hakedusha hual yedei hadibur kanal. Because Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likut Imran that the thing that elevates things to holiness more than anything else is words, speech, words of holiness. Ki ikar aliyas hakedusha hual yedei hadibur kanal. Because the main elevation of holiness is dependent on dibur, speech, as we spoke about earlier. Shezeo bechinas ha'oisius shebesefer Torah, like the letters of a sefer Torah, shehem oisius hadibur, which are the letters of speech. Umeyachar shehaklaf dovuk beilu ha'oisius bekesher chozok ubeachdus godol kol kach, and because of the fact that the parchment is so solidly attached to the letters to the point where they become one, Alkein nizbatel haklaf legamri legabi oisius haksav. Therefore, the parchment, which started out as an animal hide, became nullified. Its gashmius became nullified totally to the letters, the koinin kedusha gemura. And they have acquired complete holiness. They are super holy, that parchment now. V'alkein ha-sefer Torah u'sforim he-mitzvois sheyesh beguf on kedusha. And this is why the Gemara and the Halacha refer to a sefer Torah or a sefer as a mitzvah where the body of it, the physical aspect of it, is holy, is solid holiness. And therefore you're not allowed to take it into a bathroom. There's all kinds of laws that apply to something where the guf, it becomes kodesh. Alkein hagashmi kigufon kedoshim. Their body, the body of the Sefer Torah, which is the parchment, or the body of the Sefer, the paper, is holy. Machmas shemekushorim lohoisius. Because of their kesher, their strong connection to the letters. Alkein hagashmi shelahem nizbate legamri legabi akidusha. And that succeeds in eliminating the gashmius of that parchment totally to the holiness, at she'ef shelashana sagdusha oid loilam, to the point where you are never allowed to alter that. You could never use that parchment for anything else anymore, other than for a sefer Torah. As kimavur bepoiskim, as is explained in Shulchan Aruch, shedovar sheyesh begufay kedusha einoy mishtanim kedushas loilam. An object which has intrinsic holiness, the thing itself becomes holy, you could never change its holiness. Again, ki tashmishe kedusha shebolu tzrichen geniza. Because an article like that, a Sefer Torah, when it becomes no longer usable, you can't use it for something else. You can't use it chas v'sham to make bindings of sforim or things like that. It must be geniza, it must be buried. Avala beis haknesses, whereas a shul, a synagogue, afal pi shemedabrim boi diburim kedoshim shel Torah tefila, even though if the people are treating it properly, they're being careful to speak only words of holiness in there, words of Torah and Tefillah, adayin u nikro tashmishei mitzvah. A Beit Knesses is not called tashmishei kedusha. It's called tashmishei mitzvah, which is a lower level. Kemuva bepoiskim, as is explained in the Shulchan Aruch, v'yecholin lishanois kedushasoi shiva tuvei hoyer b'maymad anshei hoyer. Kemuva b'Shulchan Aruch. And the status, the usage of a Beis HaKnesses can be changed if the committee that's been designated by the city to be their representatives, the committee of seven people, in the company of the people of the city, if they get up and they decide to change the usage of that synagogue to make it a community center or something, they're allowed to do it. Ki ein ha-Beis HaKnesses mekusher kol kach lahadibur ha-kodosh, because even though there's a lot of words of holiness speaking to Beis HaKnesses, its attachment, the attachment to that building and the chairs and the floor to the words of Kedusha being spoken there is not as tight as the attachment between the parchment and the letters of a Sefer Torah. It's not the same level. Now Rav Nosson Zal gets to the punchline. Now what about me? What if I'm not a sofer? And what if not, I'm not building shuls? How does all of this talk to me? V'al kein tzorech ha'odom shi'kadesh atzmoi kol kach b'diburei toiru tfila. And therefore we, people, we human beings, have to sanctify ourselves so much with words of Torah and tfila, ad she'yizbatel legabi hadibur legamri, to the point where our bodies, our gashmias, becomes nullified completely to our words. Dahainu, sheyihye gufoy mechubor v'kolul bahadibur kemoy haklaf hamechubor boisius. That his body should be so attached to the words coming out of his mouth, the words of Torah and Tefillah, like the parchment is attached to the letters. Just like there, heim dovor echod mamish, they're mamish one, ki shneihem yachad heim sefer Torah, because the parchment and the letters together are what make up a sefer Torah. Kemoy kein mamish, yihi haguf, mechubor v'nichlal bahadibur, when a person is speaking words of Kedusha, the pasuk says, kol atzmoisai toimarno Hashem mikomoicha. There are Jews who, when they're davening, when they're learning, that their words are 99% detached from their body. They're saying it, but they could be playing, having other things in their hands, but blueberries and blackberries and or anything in the world. Their body can be involved in 100 different activities while their mouth is speaking words of Torah or Tefillah. But we know that real Torah and Tefillah is kol atzmoisai toimarno Hashem mikomoicha. It says when a person is involved in learning or davening, every part of his body should be into it. He wants to put his whole body into those words. Ad sheyir kosu v'nechkak boy heitev, so that the words of Torah and Tefillah should be engraved and inscribed in him well. V'lo yir nichta v'nechkak gugufoy shum oisachar, rak oisis v'dibur ha-Torah. And he should have no other words attached to his body, Dvorim betelim or shtuyot or lashon hara, anything like that, just like the Sefer Torah. K'moy klaf shel Sefer Torah, she'ein nichtav boy shum dovracha, rak oisiyus ha-Torah. A Jew has to try to elevate his body, to use his mouth to speak only diburim of Torah and Tefillah, thereby he can possibly elevate his body to be like the parchment of a Sefer Torah, so that his body has that stronger connection to the diburim. Va'azai ze ha'odom hu kodosh b'kdushas ha'sefer Torah, and then that person becomes as holy as a sefer Torah, ve'yoser, and holier. Va'olav ne'mar, it's about that person that the pasuk says in Chumash, Bamidbar, chapter 19, zois ha'Torah odom. This is the Torah, man. This person is a sefer Torah. Dahainu shehodom azeh biatzmoi hu ha-Torah. That person himself is the Torah. Kemuv azeh b'divrei Rabbeinu Zal. As Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this in chapter 4 in Likut Imran, paragraph 6. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu, it's brought, the words Moshe Rabbeinu are bigematria 613. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Torah. V'al Talmud Chacham Kozer. And it's regarding a Talmud Chacham like this, who's careful to speak only words of Torah and Tefillah, and he puts his whole body into it and everything. It's about him that the Gemara says, Om Rabbi Senzal, the Gemara says at the end of Makkos, page 22, Kama Tipshoi Shar Inchi, how foolish are those other people, Dekaimu Mikame Sefer Torah, who stand up for a Sefer Torah, and they don't stand up for a Talmud Chacham. They're nuts. Imagine, they stand up for this, and they don't stand up for that. When you have a this and a that in the Gemara, the that is not equal to the this. The that is much bigger than the this. It's a kal v'chomer. Imagine, if they're standing up for a Sefer Torah, for sure they should stand up for a Talmud Chacham. Meaning the Talmud Chacham is far superior to a physical Sefer Torah. Hainu, Sheyihu diburei haTorah ksuvim boi mamish, kemoi ha'oisiyas hanechtavim b'sefer Torah mamish. Meaning, we're talking about a Jew who makes such a connection to the Torah that he's learning that the words become engraved in him. Just like the letters become engraved on the parchment of a Sefer Torah, that's how the words of Torah and Tefillah that he's working with become engraved in him. There's such a deep connection. He puts his whole body into it. He connects the body and the neshama solidly. V'zeh b'chinas, this is what the pasuk says in Mishlei chapter 3, kosvoim al luach libecha, write the words of the Torah on the tablets of your heart. Hainu sheyeh diburi haTorah ksuvim boi mamish, kemoi ha'oisiyas hanechtavim b'sefer Torah mamish. That when a Jew is learning Torah, again, he's not doing it in a light way, high intensity. He's saying every word, nafshi yotze bedabroi. His whole soul is coming out in his words. He's saying it with power, tremendous power. He's putting his whole energy into it. When a person does it that way, then the words become inscribed in him like on a Sefer Torah, like on the Luchos. Now, Rav Nosson Zal adds another major point. Now you'll understand also why the mitzvah of learning and teaching Torah is written right next to the mitzvah of writing tefillin. Shehu bechina achas im ksivas sefer Torah. And we know that writing tefillin is exactly the same as writing a sefer Torah. Ki dinei amecha, they have the same laws, all the same laws. As we find in Kriyashma, v'dibarto bom b'shivtecha b'veisecho v'lechto v'adero shavkumecha, you will speak words of Torah when you're living in your house, when you're traveling, when you're sleeping, when you're getting up. And then right afterwards it says, ukshartom lo'oi sal yodecho, you will bind them as a seal, as an insignia on your arm, uchsavtom al mezuzah, and you will write it on your mezuzahs. Hainu shahatoira mazir es odom. The Torah is warning us, shiadaber divrei Torah tomid, that a Jew should be busy all the time speaking words of Torah and Tefillah. Your mouth is so important. If you want your mouth to be effective, you have to try to avoid speaking nonsense, idle talk, shtuyot, idle talk, and use the mouth carefully. Use it, maximize the amount of Torah and Tefillah coming out of the mouth. V'lo yedaber dvorim betelim, to avoid speaking idle talk. We're not even talking about sinful talk, just people shooting the breeze. Gab, talking for the sake of talking. Talking that has nothing to do with Hashem or nothing to do with Yiddishkeit. As the Gemara tells us in Yuma, page 19, Al Posek Zeh, where the Gemara expounds on this Posek, V'dibarto bum. A Jew should speak about them, meaning the Torah. The Gemara says, V'loi bedvorim betelim. An observant Jew should not be busy even speaking idle talk. We're not talking about sinful talk, even dvorim betelim. Hainu shiedaber kol kach, divrei Torah, b'shifte b'veis lecha v'deir shav gumai, that a Jew should be busy speaking so much divrei Torah when he's at home, when he's traveling, when he's sleeping, when he's getting up, ad sheyizbatel haguf legabi hadibur legamri, to the point where the body becomes nullified to the dibur, to the nefesh. The nefesh is the dibur, totally. Atshia haguf mekusha v'nichal badibur, to the point where the body becomes so connected and attached to the dibur, kamoy haklaf shel sefer Torah tefillin mezuzos, like the parchment of sefer Torah tefillin is attached to the letters. V'zehu v'dibarta bom, and that's why it says you'll speak about them, you'll speak words of Torah, ukshartom uksaftom, and you'll make a kesher and you'll write them. Hainu shetedaber kol kach b'Torah, a Jew should be speaking so many thousands and thousands of words of Torah, at sheyizbatel haguf legamri legabi adibur, to the point where the body, which is physical, will become nullified, totally botel, to the gallons and gallons of words of kedusha that are coming out of his mouth, words of Torah and tefillah, ad sheyiye bebechinas tefillin u'mezuzos hanichtov malaklaf, to the point where that person, his body and soul, his body and words, will become like the parchment and the letters of a mezuzah or tefillin or sefer Torah. That shneim echot mamish, that they become mamish one. And the halacha is just like you're not allowed to erase the letters of the Torah, you're not allowed to touch the parchment. The parchment becomes so holy, a person's not supposed to touch the parchment of a sefer Torah with his fingers. If he wants to touch it, he's supposed to take a cloth or something else, because the person would say, what do you mean parchment is animal hide? It's nothing. It's nothing, it starts out as nothing. But because of its super kesher with the letters of holiness, the parchment becomes like the letters. The same thing is true about the body of a tzaddik. The body of a tzaddik, he elevates, because he speaks so many diburim of Torah and tefillah, and it's coming from the body, it's coming from the mouth, it's coming from inside, and it's coming from all of him. Kol atzmoisai toimarna Hashem ikamoicha. When I speak about Hashem, all my bones, my whole body gets into it. I'm dancing, I'm clapping hands, I'm putting my whole body into it. So the body becomes like the parchment of a Sefer Torah, that level of holiness. Kein yeh haguf mekusher v'nichol badibur ha'kdeshim shel ha'Torah, ad sheyizbatel etzlam lagamri kanal, to the point where the body becomes nullified to the dibur. We have an example of this, a slight variation of this, when Rabbeinu Zal speaks about different levels of intensity of tefillah. And Rabbeinu Zal says that when a Jew is davening in a shul, let's say, he's supposed to try to climb to a level of concentration where he's able to block out everybody else, where what everybody else is doing doesn't disturb him in any way. He's concentrating so much on the words that he's saying and on Hashem that it's me and it's Hashem and me, period. Then Rabbeinu Zal says, once a person gets to that level, there's another level. There's the level of the greatest of tzaddikim, where they get to a level where it's not Hashem and me. There is no me. There's only Hashem. But what do you mean? Who's talking? Hashem is talking through me. The Gemara uses the terminology Shechina medaberes mitoch groinoi, that the great tzaddikim elevated themselves to such a level that Hashem was speaking through his mouth. The person nullifies himself. He nullifies his own body. He totally and again, this is mentioned, this is Kabbalah, this is Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch, when it introduces the laws of Shmon Esrei, says that the earlier tzaddikim, when they would get into Shmon Esrei, they had hispashtus hagashmius. They would strip themselves completely from all physicality. They unplugged themselves from their hands and feet. And so if somebody stepped on his toe during Shmon Esrei, he wouldn't know because he wasn't there. His neshama, his nervous system, his brain. Now, how do we know that somebody steps on my toes? There's nerves that go from the brain. There's wires that go from the brain to the toes, to the salivary glands, to the whole body. But if a person has taken the whole nervous system and folded it up and putting it in one place now, it's all my mouth and brain that are totally connected to Hashem. Now, if you step on my foot or if you put, I'm not there. There's no nerves there. The nerves are all focusing on my tefillah, on Hashem. Total, That's a little bit of what Rabbi Nosson is speaking about here. That the more, again, Rabbi Nosson is not speaking only, he's speaking to us, not just to the Great Sadiqim, that the more that a Jew will see to it to busy himself with speaking words of tefillah and Torah, the more his body, the gashmius of him, will become less and less, and it will unite together to the letters, which are pure holiness, and the body will become holier and holier and holier. I once heard, we spoke about Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai yesterday, Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Evracha, used to give incredible shiurim all the time, but especially on Shabbos and a holiday, and unfortunately those shiurim couldn't be recorded because it was Shabbos and holiday. However, when there was a special yahrzeit, like Lag BaOmer or Rabbi Nachman's yahrzeit, there were nuclear shiurim given then, incredible, incredible things, and they were recorded. But unfortunately, there was noise in the room sometimes, so the quality wasn't as good. But I remember one of the things he once said on a Lag BaOmer, he was speaking about Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal, and he mentioned that the Zohar HaKodesh says that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal once said to his two closest students, his son Rabbi Elozar, and his student Rabbi Abba, who was the one who wrote the Zohar HaKodesh, they were the two closest ones to him, he said to them, you're so great and you're so special, when you get to Shamayim, you're going to be malochim, you're going to become angels. So Rav Rosenfeld asked, that sounds like a step down. We find in all the Sifrei Kabbalah, Sifrei Hasidut, even the Gemara, they seem to imply that tzaddikim are greater than angels. What are we talking about? Tzaddikim can go further than angels. And the answer that he gave, the Meforshim of the Zohar HaKadosh explained, no. He was saying their bodies are going to become angels. You know, it's the body which supposedly is Gashmius. These tzaddikim have connected the body so much to spirituality that the body will rise to the level of like the highest of angels. The neshama, we ain't talking about that. That's going to be a billion times higher than the angels. But again, this is an example of showing how the body, parchment, things like that, when it has a strong enough connection to Kedusha, can become something of such holiness. We hear stories of great tzaddikim who were buried, and then sometimes years later they had to uncover the body, and they saw that the body was completely whole. Well, how could that be? The body is a physical thing. There's so, you know, the answer is these tzaddikim purified, elevated the body to such an extent, they attached it so solidly to millions and millions of words of Torah and tefillah that came from them, that the body became an object of complete holiness. Ubishvil zeh, Rav Nosson says, and for this reason, the Gemara and Halacha say, malin b'kodesh v'loy moiridin, that when it comes to Kedusha, we only go up, we don't go down. Kitzrichim lehalois hanitzutzois elakedusha malo malo. This goes back to what we discussed in the previous shiurim on this halacha. We spoke about the fact that as a result of the Eitz Hadas and all kinds of other things, millions of sparks of holiness have fallen. They've fallen from their original high level to lower levels, and many of them have fallen out of the ballpark of holiness completely into the realm of the Sitrachra, into Tumah and Sitrachra. And one of the main missions of the Jewish people in all the generations is to go down in this physical world and search for and find all of those sparks and elevate them, bring them up, pick them up, up, up again, and restore them to their original high stature. Kitzrichin birur achar birur ad sheyalu letachlis hakedusha. This requires refinement and further refinement and further refinement until we can elevate these sparks to the highest places of holiness. Shehu kedusha sefer Torah, which is the level of holiness of a sefer Torah. Sheshom haklaf mekusher ubotel legabi oisis haTorah. In a sefer Torah, the parchment has become null and void to the letters of the Torah. Shezehu ikar shleimus aliyas hakedusha. That represents the highest elevation of holiness. Bechinas shalom va'achdus, which is all about peace and unity. Peace and unity between opposites, between animal and kedusha, animal hide, parchment, and the letters of the Torah. This is the most gashmi thing. We're taking the essence of gashmius, an animal hide, and we're taking letters, which are the essence of Ruchnius, and we're marrying, we're making them one, you know, complete oneness. V'kanal, as we discussed earlier, Baruch Hashem. Hilchas Beis HaKnesses, Halacha Hei, Al Pi HaTorah HaMascheles B'inyan Hanhogas HaPshitus. This halacha is going to be based on the same chapter in Likut Imam that Halacha Gimel here was based a few pages ago, which is chapter 78 in the second half of Likut Imam, which discusses the fact that even the greatest of tzaddikim sometimes has to unplug from Hashem. He cannot be plugged in on the highest level all the time. He has to go to the bathroom. He has to eat. He has to speak to people where he's not in that super, super high dveikus that he likes to be, that he usually is in. Ayin shom kol ha'inyan heitev. Look over that chapter on the Likut Imran well. V'haklal inyoneinu, to sum it up, what it says there for what we need regarding our topic, She'ikar haderech le'eretz Yisrael hu al yidei ha'oitzer matnas chinam. One of Rabbeinu Zalveir discusses a number of major topics, and that seem totally disconnected, and Rabbeinu Zal weaves them all together. One of the things he speaks about there is how one gets to Eretz Yisrael. The derech to Eretz Yisrael is called derech Eretz. Now we know that derech Eretz has four or five other meanings. Derech Eretz also means parnasa. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Toiv Toiro im derech Eretz, Sheikia Shnei Mishkach HaSovim. It's good to combine Torah and a livelihood, because if you combine both, you're going to avoid sin. You're going to be busy, and you're not going to commit sins. So we see derech Eretz means parnasa, and derech Eretz also means the path of how one gets to Eretz Yisrael, which Rabbeinu Zal says over there, refers to the freebie kindness of Hashem. Because we know that when Moshe Rabbeinu was begging Hashem to get to Eretz Yisrael, the Torah says he said, Voeschanan, I pleaded with Hashem to get to Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says, what's Voeschanan? Matnas chinam. He asked for a free gift. And Rabbeinu Zal says over there in the Likut Imran, that's how a person gets to Eretz Yisrael. You get to Eretz Yisrael through chesed chinam. An additional thing, the Gemara says, derech Eretz kodma la Torah. That derech Eretz preceded, came before the Torah. So Rabbeinu says, what does that mean? Parnasa came before the Torah? No. The Gemara says that the word derech Eretz there, Rabbeinu Zal says, the word derech Eretz there refers to this freebie kindness. Because Rabbeinu Zal explains, the Gemara tells us, the Torah is the book of rules. Normally we say, if you fulfill the rules, you live. You don't fulfill the rules, you die. So the question is, but hold on a second. The Torah wasn't given until after 26 generations. How did those guys live? How did those first 26 generations live? On what did they exist if the Torah had not been officially given? The answer is, on the chesed chinam of Hashem. That's also called this derech eretz, this freebie kindness which preceded the Torah. That's why in the book of Tehillim we have a chapter, Hoidu Lashem Kitov Kalam Chazdoi Holokam. There's 26 Kilioilam Chazdoi is there. 26 times that we say that Hashem's kindness is infinite, referring to those 26 generations which existed of this free kindness. Freebie. No Torah, no. Freebie. And Rabbeinu Zal, it's a Torah that's pretty serious. Rabbeinu Zal there combines five or six concepts and weaves them together in an incredible way. And there's about 10 chapters of Likutei Halachos explaining that Torah. Rav Nosson Zal refers to it in many different areas, many different ways. This is one of them. So he said, V'haklal in Yoneinu, She'ikar haderech l'Eretz Yisrael hu al yidei ha'oitzer matnas chinam. The way that a person gets to Eretz Yisrael is not if he has $1 million and not if he has protection. He needs the oitzer, he has to beg Hashem. Umeoitzar matnas chinom choneini. Hashem, please let me be zeicher to benefit from your freebie kindness. Even if I don't deserve Eretz Yisrael, even if I'm not worthy and everything, there's this place in heaven called Oitzar Matnas Chinam. Let me be zeicher to draw from there. And we mentioned this in the past, but it's so special, it pays to repeat it, that in Breslov, that's in the Yehi Ratzon, before saying Tehillim, in most books of Tehillim, there's a Yehi Ratzon in front. That's about 40 lines, where we're asking Hashem to help us that our recital of Tehillim should be really effective. One of the lines in that Yehi Ratzon is, Umei Oitzar Matnas Chinom Choneinu. Hashem, please grant us our requests, not because we deserve it, not because of our tefillah, but because sometimes you give things for free. It's free gifts. Let us draw from there. In Breslov, that's one of the, because of this chapter in Likut Imran, that's a powerful statement. And one of the Breslovers, we're told, that when he came to Uman for Rosh Hashanah or another time, he came with a group of friends, and first they went to the kever, you know, and then they went to unpack to get settled in and everything, and they came back 45 minutes later or so. One of them who came to the kever didn't want to unpack. He said, I'll stay here, take my... He started saying that Yehi Ratzon with tremendous hislavus, and when he got to this, Umei Oitzar Matnas Chinam, he was like screaming, Umei Oitzar Matnas Chinam Chaneinu. They came back 45 minutes later, he was still up to Umei Oitzar Matnas Chinam Chaneinu. He couldn't leave that sentence. He didn't just again and again. Because he realized what was saying here, that no matter how bad we are, even if we don't deserve, there's a court, there's prosecution. But Hashem, the Torah teaches us that there's this Oitzar Matnas Chinam, that you have the capacity to give out things for free. And that's what I'm begging for. I know I don't deserve. I know I'm so unworthy and everything. So this is something for all of us to be aware of, and to know that there are times, each person's neshamas, different times, taps into different things. I remember Reb Michal Dorfman, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, said that one of the greatest experiences in his life, when he lived in Oman, he was part of the group that would get up at midnight, and they would go to the kever of Rabbi Nachman, say Tikkun Chatzos there, then they'd go out for a spoydidus. So he said he remembers once being at the kever with somebody else, a person who was called Nashka. This was one of the great-grandchildren of Rav Noson Zal, who was not a Rosh Yeshiva, not one of the greatest Talmidei Chachamim. He was more of a regular person. He was a Talmud Chacham. He was learned, but not a leader in Torah. And Rav Michal said that he was having his Spoydidus at the time. He was talking to Hashem, and at one point he overheard this person, this Nashka, reciting one of the sentences in the Tikkun HaKlali, where it says, Lomo Sishkocheni, Hashem, why have you forgotten me? Why are you forgetting me? And he heard him saying those words, and the person started repeating those words, saying it again. I'm missing a couple of words that come before it. And then it says, Hashem, why have you forgotten me? Why are you forgetting me? And he was referring to the fact that they were living under communist rule. No yeshivas, no shuls, no Yiddishkeit. They were living in a spiritual desert at the time. It was so, so difficult to be a Jew. And they were like the forgotten Jews behind this iron curtain, cut off from the rest of the world and everything. And he said he heard him saying it with such deep feeling that he couldn't continue davening. He had to stop. He had to stop just to listen. And he looked up for a second, and he saw tears streaming down this person, Nashka's eyes, going down from his eyes, down his beard, streaming down to his shirt, like two thin streams of tears flowing as he kept repeating these words again and again with such deep feeling. So we know that sometimes when a person is davening, a person is zeichet to connect to a certain sentence in tefillah, and you're allowed to hold on to that. You're allowed to repeat it, you know, say it, and get in, to go all the way inside of it. Back to earth. So Rabbeinu Zal says that there is this Oitzar Matnas Chinam, Shubachinas Chesed Chinam, Shohoyo Mekayim Hoylam Koidom Matan Torah, which is what sustained the world before the Torah was officially given on Har Sinai. Shaydeze Mechaye Esatzmoy Hatzadik Hagodol Be'es Pshitusoy, Rabbeinu Zal goes on to explain over there that the great, great tzaddikim, when they take a break from Torah, when they become Odom Poshut, when they're reading a newspaper, like when they're traveling, when they're doing something, you know, where they're not directly connected to Torah, Dovuk Tashem, how are they existing? If the Torah is called breathing, we know if you stop breathing for 2-3 minutes, you're dead. So if the biggest tzaddik, if he disconnects from the Torah, how is he existing? Rabbeinu Zal says there, he's existing by drawing on that chesed chinam. And because the tzaddik has to use that, it becomes available already for the rest of the world also. For people who are not learning Torah 18 hours a day, people learning Torah 1 hour a day or 0 hours a day, what are they going to connect to? Once the tzaddik has to access this oitzar matnas chinam, he makes it available also to the simple people, to the little people. Even those people who are lying in what they're lying in, mud and mess, people are lying in spiritual filth. Even those people who are on the lowest level, they're in the seventh level of Gehenna, the bottom of the bottom of the bottom, because there is no such thing as giving up. Even if those people recognize that they cannot connect to Hashem in the regular way via the Torah, because they are so, so far from the Torah, there's this channel B. There's this oitzar matnas chinam. There's this chesed chinam, which because of the fact that it has to be there for the greatest tzaddikim, it's also usable via these tzaddikim, even for the lowest people. Ayin Shom Kol Zeh Heitev. Study that chapter on the Kutumran well to have a solid foundation for this halacha. Paragraph Aleph. V'zeh b'chinas k'dushas beis ha-kneses. And with this, we're going to understand the holiness of a shul. Ki ikr k'dushas beis ha-kneses nimshach mebchinas k'dushas Eretz Yisrael. Because the holiness of all of our shuls all over the world draws from the holiness of Eretz Yisrael. Sheshom ikar aliyah satfila, because that's where all the prayers from all over the world really go up. Kama shekosuv, as the pasuk says in Malachim Aleph, chapter 8, v'hispalalu eilecha derech artzam. They will pray to you via their land. So all Jews all over the world face Eretz Yisrael when they're davening, because we recognize that our tefila goes to Hashem via Eretz Yisrael. Hainu ki ikar kedushas beis hakneses hu mebechinas haderech sheholchem l'Eretz Yisrael. All the shuls from all over the world draw their holiness via the road that leads to Eretz Yisrael, via the path that leads to Eretz Yisrael. It's derech Eretz. She ikar hakoyach leilech v'lichboish Eretz Yisrael. And we've learned earlier that first Rashi and Chumash, that the main way that the Jewish people go to Israel and acquire Israel, Eretz Yisrael, is through Koyach Masov, through that first pasuk in the Chumash, where Hashem said, I created heaven and earth in the beginning. And therefore, nobody can make a claim. Nobody can say, I was here first. It's mine, baloney. If any nations of the world want to say they were in Israel first, it doesn't mean anything. Hashem created everything. He allowed them to be there for a certain period of time. When he decides it's time for them to get out and be replaced by the Jewish people, it's Hashem's prerogative to do that. Shehu bechinas asorom amorois shebohem nivroilam. That's the 10 statements of creation, the beginning of the Torah, where Hashem showed clearly that he's the one who created the Torah. Shehem ho'oitzar matnas chinam. They represent this treasury of free gifts. Bechinas hachesed chinam shoye mekayim hoylam koydam matn Torah. This freebie kindness that sustained the world before the Torah. Because the Torah is the 10 commandments. Do this, do that, don't do this. But if you look at those 10 statements of creation, there's no commands there. It says Hashem said, let there be light. Hashem has nothing to do with us doing anything. And yet, the Sifrei Kabbalah and Sifrei Hasidus tell us that in those 10 statements of creation is hidden the Ten Commandments. That when Hashem said those ten statements, in them there's a hidden Torah, which is on such a high level, it's this chesed chinam, this freebie kindness, which even without us doing anything, it's a battery, it's a reserve battery that can sustain the world for those 26 generations. Umevur Shambat Torah now, and Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, v'zeh l'shoinoi, and I quote Rabbi Nosson Zal says, v'gam kan b'chutz l'aretz, and so too here outside of Eretz Yisrael, nimtza b'china zois. There's a similar concept to what the Torah tells us about Eretz Yisrael, meaning, ki Yisrael boim lefamim b'mekoyim o'shoi rechoikim o'id mo'im ekdushas Yisrael. There are times when the Jewish people arrive at a place that was very, very far from the holiness of Eretz Yisrael. For example, the United States of America. We know that in the 1920s, 30s, and 40s, the concentration of religious Jewry, observant Jewry, was in Europe. The Ashkenazim were throughout Europe. The Sephardim were in the Sephardic countries. America was a spiritual wasteland, emptiness spiritually. People used to say, people from Europe, if they heard that somebody was going to America, he was going into the twilight, so he was going into nothingness. Spiritual nothingness, wasteland. They assumed that in order to get into America, you had to throw your tefillin and tefillin. People did it. There were people who, upon arriving to America, on the boat, they dumped their talis and tefillin because they were told, this is not a place, in this town, there ain't no religion. There's no room for religious people. You want to work, you got to work Shabbos and everything. And many people, Rahman al-San, fell into that. But Rabbeinu Zal writes here that there are times when the Jews come to a place that's very, very far from the holiness, from Yiddishkeit, v'heim roitzim lekadesh hamokim b'kedushas Yisrael, and the Jews want to convert it. They want to turn it into a place of kedusha. They want to open up shuls and mikvahs and yeshivas and everything. V'hayu yecholim loymar gazlan atem, and the non-Jews who were there first can say, you're a bunch of thieves. You're moving in on our, this is our turf. This is our territory. Shekivashtem ze amokoyim sheinem shalachem. You turn this place into Yerushalayim. This ain't your place. A little incredible how this comes up. I wanted to mention when we started the shir, that the shir today is dedicated le'iloy nishmas, Rebel Yochayim, Reb Kleina Miskalman, one of the leaders of Breslov in the previous generation, one of Rav Rosenfeld's rabbis, whose yard site is Chof Kislev, and also Reb Beryl, Reb Ruvain, whose yard site is also Chof Kislev. Reb Eliyachayim Zal lived in Russia under communist rule, and he was a Breslover, and the Breslover were pretty religious, even under communist rule. One time he was walking in Moscow, somewhere in Moscow, and his tzitzis were sticking out. So a Russian soldier, a Russian policeman, went over to him and yelled at him in Russian, what are you doing? Look at that. What's that sticking out? You think you're in Yerushalayim? You think you're in Israel? This is what he yelled at him. So he told all his friends afterwards that from this I learned, that in Yerushalayim, you weigh your tzitzis out. You have to weigh it. This Russian policeman taught me that in Yerushalayim, you weigh your tzitzis out, you know. Here again, we're talking about them saying, this is our turf. This isn't a place for tzitzis and tefillin and mitzvahs and Yiddishkeit. This is our turf. Achal yidei koyach ma'asov, however, based on that first pasuk, the first pasuk in the Torah, and the 10 statements of creation, where Hashem showed that it's my action, I made all of this. Bechinas asora mamorois, aydeze yeshlanu rishus lichboish kol hoylam. That's what gives us permission. That's what gives us the right to conquer the whole world, ulekatshoi bekdushas Yisrael, and to sanctify, to make it holy with the holiness of the Jewish people, with the holiness of Eretz Yisrael. Ki hu yisborach bro, because Hashem created it, uberetzoinoi nesan alonu, and with His will He gave it to us. Ayin Shom, look over there in Likut Imran, where Rabbeinu Zal explains this. Umishom nimshach kedushas habeis haknesses. And that's how it becomes possible in Russia, in the United States, in Italy, to have a holy, to have a Beis HaKnesses that's holy. What do you mean holy? This is Chutz Laretz. This is Italy. What are you talking about, holiness? Yes, it's possible for the Jews to establish holiness in middle of unholiness, in middle of Chutz Laretz. Sheyesh koyach liYisrael lekadesh kol hamekoymos b'kedusha gedoyla. The Jewish people have the power to sanctify all places, to elevate them to a very high level of holiness, the hainu b'kedushas Beis HaKnesses, the holiness of a shul. Ki ono ma'aminim, because we believe, Shashem Yisborach bores olam basar mamoros, Hashem created the world with 10 statements. Uberetzai noines son alonu, and he decided to give it to us. Ki kol ha'olam lo nivra kiim bishvilenu, Yisrael. Because the entire world was created for us, for the Jewish people. Kidei, where do you see that? In the first pasuk. It says, Bereshis boro elokim es hashmai esoretz. The word Bereshis means because of Reshis. The Medrash says the Jewish people are called Reshis. There's a pasuk, Kodesh Yisroel Hashem, Reshis Tvuasoi. The Jewish people are holy to Hashem. We are the first of his crops. First meaning foremost. So Bereshis means because of the Jewish people. Bora Elokim es Hashmai Nesoretz. All of this was created for us. Kedei shenekadesh kol hamakoymos, so that we will sanctify all places al yedei tefila v'toira. U'bechol mokom shon roitzam livnos mokom kadosh, and therefore, wherever the Jewish people want to establish a place of holiness, dahainu beis haknesses oy beis hamedrash lasik boy bavados espora, a place to use for serving Hashem specifically, takef onu koinen hamokim. We immediately acquire that place. It's no longer chutz laretz, it's no longer tamei, it becomes part of Eretz Yisrael to a degree. Ki hakoil shel Hashem yizborach, because everything belongs to Hashem. V'hu bora hakoil rak b'shvil zeh, and he created everything only for this purpose, that it should be made holy. Rak mashehoya adheina b'rshus mishu rochik medushas yizborach. However, the fact that till now it was in the possession of people who were far from holiness, far from Hashem, hoya hakoil b'ritzonai, is because that's what Hashem wanted. That's the way he wanted it. Ki kach rotzohu, this was the will of Hashem, sheyihye adato b'rishus mishehu, that until this and this point in time, it should be in the possession of X, ad sheyavoyu Yisrael, until the Jewish people will come along, v'yitlu hamokoy mehem, and take that place away from them, v'yikachu b'kdushas Yisrael, and sanctify it with the holiness of the Jewish people. Ki yesh lohem ze hakoyach, because the Jews have that ability. Ki hu yizborach bro rak bishvil ze, because Hashem created the whole world only for that purpose, only for the Jews, and only that the Jews should sanctify as much as possible. Rak biritzoino in the son of lohem adheino. It's just that Hashem, for his reasons, decided that until a certain point in time, it should be in their possessions. And with Hashem's will, he decided from this and this day on, I'm taking it away from them, and giving it to the Jews. Nemtza, we see therefore, she'ikr kedushas beis haknesses hurak mebechina sanal, that the holiness of the beis haknesses is coming from the same place as the holiness of Eretz Yisrael. Mebechinas haderech l'Eretz Yisrael, haynu mebechinas hakoyach ma'asov, it's all tied together. We saw where Eretz Yisrael gets its holiness from. We see where the Botei Knesiyos get their holiness from. It all originates from that Chesed Chinam, from before the Torah was given. No, Hashem said, Hashem made the 10 statements of creation before the Torah was given. Over there already it was established that Eretz Yisrael is going to be ours. Even before that, before Matan Torah and everything, it was established originally, I created it. I created it for the Jewish people. The fact that they're not there now, who cares? L'havdol, when a person's building a house for himself, it takes 6 months to build it. Is the person there those first, while it's under construction, is he there? No. Does that mean it's not his? No, it is mine. Right now, I'm not there. Right now, the builders are there. The Puerto Ricans or the whoever's doing the construction, that don't mean it's their house. It's while it's being built up. The minute it's ready for me, I'll move in. So too, any places which are inhabited by others, it's theirs while it's being prepared for us. The moment it's ready for us, Hashem says, okay, time for them to vacate, time for the Jews to move in. Again, this is superficial a little. Over there in Likutimran, Rabbeinu Zal explains this much more, and you have all the psukim and gemaras that tie it together perfectly. Now Rabbi Nosson Zal is going to use this to explain many things. Second, got it?